So in this week's parsha, we learn about the dramatic struggle between Yaakov and the angel. And Chazal teach us that that angel wasn't a mere angel, he was Soresh Shel Esav. And the struggle between Yaakov and Esav reaches a dramatic climax in this week's parsha. Ve'yavosa Yaakov levadei ve'yavosa kishimoy ad aloysa shocha ve'yakol lo yocholoy ve'yiga ve'kaf yarecha ve'teke kaf yarech Yaakov ve'yav koi imoy. Alkein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es gid hanosha asher kaf yarech ad hayoyim hazeh. So in this week's parsha we learn the first lav. The first lota said that we find in Toras Moshe is this week's parsha, when we are prohibited from consuming, from partaking of the Gid Anosha. Don't ask me how do you say Gid Anosha in English. I would never know. So, this week's parsha we learn the love of Gid Anosha. And we will not deal directly with the halachas of Gid Anosha, but rather with a general concept, because I always prefer, by these shiurim, to speak about broader sugyas and general sugyas, which have relevance in many other areas, rather than just focusing on one specific narrow halacha or mitzvah. So there's a very well-known concept in Shas and in halacha. Ed echod ne'mon be'isurin. V'nechleku Rashi v'toisus resources in Shas, a Masechet Chulin, and Yevamis Peches, and a Gittin of Beis Umid Beis. How do we know from where did Chazal learn the halacha of Ed echod ne'mon be'isurin? According to Rashi, well, it is one of the simple assumptions that al pi Torah, a person could eat by his fellow Jew. Haminu Torah kol echod al nikur hagid v'hachelev v'alatumis v'hamaisis. Well, it is very unreasonable that a person cannot ever eat out with a friend, with another fellow Jew. Does he need to shecht on his own, and to be menaker gid hanosha on his own, and be mafresh to mesamaisis on his own, or would we say that he needs to aid him? Hemilu Torah kol echod ala gid v'ala chaylev v'altu mesamaisis. According to Rashi, that is the source from which Chazal know ed echod ne'mon be'isurin. It is not a posuk. It is not the exodus of Kosov, but a simple assumption that we assume. Tosfos rejects Perush Rashi for a very simple reason. In Yevamos and Gittin, in both sugyas that I quoted, the Gemara says that an Ed Echod does not have an amonis when there's a cheskes isur, ischazik isura. However, if it is biyadoi, if it is within his power to take away that Isser, then he is Naaman. So Tosfos argues against Rashi, if the entire source from which we know Ed Echod Naaman B'Yisurin is from the simple assumption that a person could eat meat at a fellow Jew, that is a Schazik Yisura. Well, he is Naaman because it's Biyodoi. But how would we know the halacha that Ed Echod Naaman B'Yisurin is when it's not Biyodoi and it's not a Schazik Yisura? When you come into another person's house, eating meat, it's not only a question of Gid Anosha or Nevela. Maybe it's meat from a camel or from a carnivore or from other Chayat Meya. That is not biyodoi. On the other hand, it's not a schazik yisura. So how do we know that there have had echod ne'mon b'yisura when it's not biyodoi and not a schazik yisura? Because if our source is only by the fact that you could rely on nikur of gid anosha, that is a schazik yisura, and it's biyodoi. Therefore, Tosfos says echod ne'mon b'yisurin is exes akosov, and we do learn it from a posuk v'sofro lo. Every woman is Naaman, al-Shivanakim, al-Tahara. This is the source from which Chazal derived and learned that Ed Echod Naaman Be'isur. So let us deal with Shittas Rashi and try to understand Rashi's approach, learning that the source of Ed Echod Naaman Be'isurin is from Gid Anosha, not necessarily solely, exclusively from Gid Hanosha, but Froshus Tumas HaMaisis Gid as well. And after all, in this week's parsha, we learned the first of the many Macholos Asuros. So it is appropriate to deal with the basic halacha of Ed Echod Nemon Beisur. The Ran and Shuvas Maharik Sherish Ayin Beis, both are Miyashav Shittas Rashi from the Kasha of Tosfos. And both say, if an Ed Echod has Nemonus, when it's B'yadoi Ve'eschazek, we could learn that he also is Neman when it's not B'yadoi and not Eschazek. Why would that be? Many Achroinim assume that the Ran and the Maharik say the same. But after analyzing and closely examining the text, the Ran and the Maharik, I think similar, but definitely not the same. And I think Mara Merchode, V'Mara Merchode, V'Lo Plige, the conclusion is the same. Both say, Hova Hotalia. And if we know that an Ed Echod is Nemon when it's B'yadoi, V'eschazek, we could derive from that knowledge that he's also Nemon when it's neither Eschazek nor B'yadoi. However, in the Maharik, the Svora seems to be somewhat of a more mathematical approach. Eschazek takes us down by 50 points. B'yadoi takes us up by 50 points. So, Eschazek and B'yadoi would evens out, and it equals lo Eschazek ve'enoi B'yadoi. That seems to be the basic approach of the Maharik. And he seems to have some arithmetical approach, you know, something which is mathematical. As if balances out. Eschazek Yisura brings us down by 50 points, B'yadoi brings us up by 50 points, so it's the same. The Ran seems to appeal to our logic. And he says, essentially by Svora, Eschazek and B'yadoi are the same as Lo Eschazek V'lav B'yadoi. But the Ran fails to explain why would they be the same. So in order to give you my understanding of the Ran, I need to make some short introduction. Ed Echod Nemon B'Isurin. How do we define this halacha? Is it a concept of Nemonus? Is it because we believe in aid? I wonder what I could be Matzviach someone to be me a Rambam Shoiftim, and I think that Rambam is right there in the corner. If I could have a Rambam Shoiftim, which is the last chaylak in the Rambam. Rambam Hilchas Seidus, the beginning of Perek Hay, and we will read the first two halachas, Perek Hay of Hilchas Seidus. The Rambam brings all the sources and all the halachas in which an Ed Echod has Nemanos, has validity. Kosev Rambam, Perek Haloch Alav Hilchasaydis. Ein choitchen din men adinem al pi ed echod. Lo dine nefoshois, velo dine mominis. Sherem ala yokum ed echod biish la koloban ala kol chatos. Me pi ashmu alamdu, shekamu lishavua, kemo shebiyarnu behilchastoyen venitan. So an Ed Echod has no nemonis, neither regarding Dina Nefoshes, nor regarding Dina Mominis. Neither when we deal with capital punishment, or even Malchus, nor with monetary issues. However, he does have nemonis regarding Shavua. And that is the concept we are all familiar with the Shavua Ed Echod. There are two additional sources, two additional halachos in which an Ed Echod has nemonis, Midiuraisa. Besoite shaloitishna meamorim, ube eglarufe shaloite oref. Vechein midivreim beedes isho, sheyoedlo shemeis baalo. So the Rambam says there are four halachas in which an Ed Echod is valid. Three min haTorah, one min haRabbanon. Ed echod mechayev shavua, ed echod shemayid shenitmo'o, and in that case there is no mei morim by soita. When an ed echod testifies, he knows who the murderer is. Even though we cannot punish that person, but we do not bring an eglah rufa. And mid rabbanon, an ed echod has namonas be'iguna, and to testify, shemeis bala, we rely on that ed to permit her to remarry. Why does the Rambam ignore ed echod namon be'isurin? Well, we definitely would assume it's not that he forgot about the din of ed echod namon be'isurin. So why does the Rambam omit and ignore the din of ed echod namon be'isurin? It's min haTorah. So why isn't it in here? So in my opinion, ed echod namon be'isurin cannot be defined as namonus. Hein l'shitas Rashi, and hein l'shitas Tosfos. We cannot believe a person on something he never said. Could we define ed echod namon be'isurin as namonus? Could we believe a person regarding something he never said and never spoke about? So according to Rashi, the source of ed echod namon be'isurin is, can't you eat by a friend? Does Rashi mean when you eat out at another person's house, you need to have a checklist and need to ask him, did you shecht? Says yes, you make a check. Were you menachah the gid? What about chalef? Were you mafresh, tumah gedoyla, maser rishon, tumas maisa, maser sheni, maser oni? Is it shvius? Is it this? Is it that? Well, when you eat out in another person's house, masam b'chol yom, you don't have to ask and you don't have to inquire. You assume that if it wouldn't be kosher, it wouldn't be serving you this food. And the same applies. You don't have to ask. And she doesn't have to say. And you don't have to testify. So, this is totally different than the other four halachas in which ed echod has namanus. And ed echod is not mechayev shavua unless he testifies. And he has to testify in Beis Din. And not only speak. Not only does he need to verbalize what he has to say, it has to be in Beis Din. The same regarding ed echod besoita, ed echod be'egla rufa, ed echod be'iguna. You can never believe a person unless he says it. And if he didn't say it, how could you define this halacha as nemonos? And therefore, in my opinion, when Chazal say ed echod namon be'isurin, they use the lashon namon because it's friendly language, difficult to define in any other wording. But essentially, it's not a din in amonos ed echod. It's a din in hanhogas iso veheto. It's a din in hanhogas iso veheto. You could rely on odem kosher miyisol regarding iso veheto. And you could assume that if he says it's kosher, not only if he says it's okay, but if he serves it, you assume that it's kosher v'yosher, that you are entitled to partake from this food. And you assume that if he says this is not kosher, then it isn't kosher. But it's not a din and amonis, cannot be defined as namonis, because hein l'shitas Rashi, hein l'shitas Tosfos, they don't have to testify. A woman doesn't have to testify in Beis Din that she went through the process of Tahara, and a person doesn't have to testify that it was Menachah and Shoichet and Mafresh Tumas Maisos. Neither in Beis Din, he doesn't even have to verbalize the above mentioned. It is an assumption. It is an assumption and a din by Anhogas Isavetar. And therefore, this halacha has no place in Hilchas Eidus because it's not a gedder in Eidus. The halacha of ed echod namon be'isurin is found in the Rambam in Hilchas Macholos Asurois. That is where it belongs. It doesn't belong in Hilchas Eidus because it cannot be a din in Hilchas Eidus. Basically, I think that there could be no namonis only when a person testifies in Beis Din. Because only Beis Din has the authority to verify and to analyze and to decree what this person is saying. Is it reasonable? Is he trustworthy? Could we assume that what he is saying is true? But my argument goes beyond that. It is not only that he doesn't have to testify in Beis Din, he doesn't have to say, he doesn't even have to verbalize, so it cannot be defined as a din in Amonos, it is a din b'hanogas es aveheta. So after arguing that Edechod Nemon B'Yisurin is in no way similar to other sources and other halachas in which Ed Echod is Nemon, I want to go beyond that and say, when the Gemara says Ed Echod Einoy Nemon B'Yischazik Isura, that has nothing to do with Cheskes Issa anywhere else in Shas. Ed Echod Nemon doesn't mean Amonus, and Ischazik Isura doesn't mean Cheskes Issa. The entire din of Ed Echod Nemon B'Yisurin, I'll call Proteo V'Digdukeo, is a microcosmos in its own. It's some ecosystem in its own. So Ed Echod Nemon is in no way similar to other halachas in which Ed Echod Nemon is Chazak Isur, it doesn't mean Cheskes Isur. If it would mean Cheskes Isur, Cheskes Isur is relevant in the entire Shas, even when it's biyodoy to take away the Chazakah. And all the sugyas in Shas dealing with Chazakah de Meikora, whether it's Cheskes Isur or Cheskes Heter, whether it's Cheskes Aguf or Cheskes Adin, all the sugyas dealing with Chazaka, whether it's Saf Perikamed Ksuvis or Tchilis Perik Beis Ksuvis or Ksuvis of Ayin Hay or Nidadav Beis, all the major sugyas in the entire spectrum of Shas dealing with Chazaka, nowhere do we find, if it's biyodoy to take away the Chazaka, that is a reyes in the Chazaka. A woman has a cheskes eishes ish, even though it's biyodoy legarsha. And there's a cheskes isser, even though it's biyodoy lishchoit. There still is a cheskes isser. Cheskes einu sevuach, in Beit Zechofeh, in a shivuos daf chov dalet. Nowhere do we find that if it's biyodoy, there is no cheskes isser. We find that biyodoy, or the machna dov shalom, or yoylom, biyodoy is relevant in many other halachas. But a chazok is a chazok, even though it's biyodoy. So I think the way to understand Edechod Nemon B'Yisurin, I explained that Edechod Nemon B'Yisurin is an assumption. We are entitled to assume that if a Adam Kosher Mi'Yisrael serves or offers us food, we can assume that we are entitled to partake from that food that is probably kosher. However, if there is a suffix before Neinu, Chazal say, that would be different. And if we are aware that this was Asar, and we don't know whether it was Hutar or not, that is a suffix before Neinu. And in Issa v'Heter, one of the basic rules is, you cannot ignore a suffix. Kishenoylet suffix before Neinu, Ed Echod, wouldn't have an amonus. And that is what Chazal mean, that by Ischazik Isura, we need to have more concrete knowledge that somebody took away this Isur, because it was here. Not Mekoyach Dinei Chazok and Dinei Roiv, but this is also a rule, a specific rule in the context of Anhogas Isur V'Heter, of Edechod Nemon B'Yisurin. Bearing in mind that Ed Echod Nemon B'Yisurin is not an amonus, but an assumption, we assume that it's mutar. But if we are aware that it was also, you cannot just ignore that iso. However, Chazal give us rule number 3. But if the person who offers you the food, it was biyodoy to take away that iso, we once again should assume it was biyodoy. It was within his power. If he wouldn't have done what is required to take away that issa, once again, he wouldn't offer us this food. And that is the way biyodoy balances out his chazik isura, and that is my understanding of the svora of the Ran. Biyodoy beis chazik brings us back to the basic assumption that ed echod neman b'yesurin. It doesn't have to do with arithmetic. It's not points. It's not going down and going up. It is basically the same halacha. Because ed echod neman b'yesurin is not a din in emonos. So we're not dealing what's starker, what is more powerful than emonos of the ed against chazaka, b'yodoi against cheskes isu. No. Ed echod neman b'yesurin is a hanoche. It's an assumption in dinei yisaveta. We are entitled to assume that an Adam Kosher Yisrael wouldn't offer us food if it wouldn't be mutar. However, if this is Chazik Yisura, how could you ignore an Isser when we are fully aware that it was Isser? And how do we know that somebody took away that Isser? However, if it was Biyado, you have the same person that is offering and serving us that food, it's within his power to be mutar that Isser. We once again assume the most basic and simple assumption that probably he took care and he did whatever is required to be matir the food for us, and that is a svar of the Ran, different than the Maharik. So the Shev Shemaita and the Beis Halevi, two of the greatest achronim, Shev Shemaita, Shemaita Vav, Perik Vav, Perik Yutes, Beis Halevi, Cherik Beis Yimelum Zayin, Zay put together the Menachem Daran, as if they said the same svara. I don't think it's the same. The conclusion is the same. However, the approach is a different approach. And the Ran's hesber fits in better with my basic understanding how we define the din of Ed Echod Nehon B'Isur. So my basic understanding, which I wrote a few different sources in Minchas Osher and Parshas Mitzora, and the Posek V'Safrola, Minchas Osher Masechet Gittin, don't remember which Simon, but probably it's Simon Beis or Gimel, right at the beginning of the Masechta. I already presented this argument that Ed Echod Neman B'Yesurin is not a din in Emonos, but rather a din in Anhogis is a veheter. And besides the Etzem Sevora, I think we have a Gevaldige Rai from the Rambam, when the Rambam and Perikei Ful Chasedis brings together all the various halachas in which Ed Echod is Nemon, Bein Min HaTorah, Bein Min HaRabbanan, and he totally ignores Ed Echod Nemon B'Yesurin. So, in accordance to my understanding, this halacha doesn't belong in Hilchas Eidus, because there is no need to testify. It belongs in Hilchas Machoros Asuris and Sefer Kedusha, not in Hilchas Eidus and Sefer Shoifta. However, I have a problem with a different Rambam. The Rambam in Perik Ted Zayin, halacha Vav of Hilchas Sanhedrin. This is a gewaldig chiddush that we find in the Rambam. The Rambam there, once again, deals with Ed Echod Neman B'Yesurin. But why does it belong in Hilchas Sanhedrin? Just because in Perik Tet Zayin of Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam deals with Dinei Oinshin. And it is in Hilchas Sanhedrin that the Rambam defines all Dinei Oinshim Shebetoyle, which are the Averis, that are Chayiv Koras, Amisas Beis, Amisas V'Deshamayim, and Malkus. And what is the process when we need to penalize? What is the testimony that is required? Kosev Rambam Perik Tet Zayin Hilchas Sanhedrin Alochavov Ein Oit Tzorech Shnei Edem LaMalkus Ela B'Shas Maisa Avalu Isa Atzmoy Be'ed Echod Yuchzak. Two Edem are required when the Edem are made on the Gavra B'Shas Maisa Ploini Chilal Shabbos Ploini Ochel Chaylev. And Ed Echod is not valid dealing with Dine Oinshin. However, Ein Exoro Shnei Edem Lamalkes Ela B'Shas Maisa Aval Uis Ratzmoy Ve'Ed Echod Yuchzak Keitzad Omer Ed Echod Chelev Kloyes Huse. The Ed Echod is not made on the Gavra, but rather on the Chevtze. This meat is Chelev. Kilei HaKerem and Peros Elo. These Peros are Kilei Ayim, or Orla. Grusha oisaino, he ishesu. And then a person comes along and he eats the peres. He eats the chaylev. A kayin without a. Yeah, edis amai that he ate. And a kayin marries the woman after an edechod testified that she's a grusha or a zayna, chayev malchus. So the Rambam says the aid isn't valid if he testifies directly on the Aveira. But if his testimony is on the Heftza, and in stage number 2, a person comes along and he eats what in accordance to the Eid Echo, the Schelev, or Kilayim, or he marries the woman that is a Grusha and he is a Kayin, in that stage, the testimony of an Edechov is relevant, and we will give Malchus. Rabbi Kivayga argues, Malchus yes, Misa no, but that will be for another opportunity. So the Rambam gives us a gewaltige chiddush. An Ed Echod cannot testify directly in Dinei Oinshim. But if his testimony bears relevance to Dinei Oinshim in an indirect way, it is powerful enough to penalize a person. So if he wasn't made, Ploini Ochel Chalev, Ploini Kayin Baal Grusho, he merely testifies on the Chavtza. Chaticha zu chelev, peres eila orle, vekilei akerem, ishe zu grusha izayna. And then stage number 2, people came along and in accordance to the testimony of that Ed Echod, they were over on Isurim. Yes, they are Chayev Malchus. How do we understand this Rambam? So if we say that Ed Echod is a dinin nemonus, maybe we could understand the Rambam. If we accept it as nemonus, then it goes all the way. But if Ed Echod Nemer Mesurin is merely a din in Hanhoges Issa Veheter, but it is not defined as nemonus, according to my interpretation, could we understand this Rambam? Why, when it's indirect, he is nemon, even Lachayev Malchus? However, the question is relevant even if we do say it's nemonus, because after all, Ed Echod Nemon Beisurin. So why would there be a difference whether he is Meyed Al Oinshim directly or indirectly? If his testimony is not convincing enough, it's not compelling enough for Dinei Oinshim, why would it be sufficient if it's indirect? 3 different interpretations one could offer to this Rambam and Perek Tezayin and Hilchos HaNedarim. Shev Shemaitze. Shev Shemaitze, Shemaitze Vav, Perek Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. He has a very interesting approach, which I find very far-fetched and unreasonable. Shev Shemaitze writes that this Rambam is the same as another Rambam, Perek Aleph, Aloch HaChof, and Hilchos Isurei Bia. When the Rambam quotes what we learn in Masechet Kedushin Daf Pei Omid Aleph, Soiklen ala chazokos, Ish ve'isha, a new couple came to town. Nobody really knows them previously, but they came to town, rented an apartment. Well, she accompanies him when he goes to Kollel every morning. Sometimes he takes the kids to the Gan on his way there. They travel together. They come together, they go together, they live together, and everybody knows their husband and wife. Soiklan ala chazokas. Then we assume their husband and wife, even in regard to Dine Misa, the Din of Eishas Ishazunsa. Huchzike nida b'shchino seo, ba'ala loiko leo mishem zayna. This is an entire broad concept of chazoka. Chazoka, I think, is the broadest concept that we find in Torah Shabbat. There are so many different concepts all under the grand heading of Chazoka. Chazoka de Mekora, Chazoka de Ashda. Cheskes Momen, Cheskes Adin, Cheskes Aguf. Many chazokas that are based on behavioral patterns that Chazal determined, understanding human nature. Chazokayin odom purei toiv zmane, chazokayin odom meyes ponev befnei balchoy, chazokayin odom toivaya elu em ken yeshloy, chazokayin odom shoyse bekos elem ken bodka. I once compiled a list of 25 chazokas of this nature. Chazukas that Chazal based on their understanding and observance of human behavioral patterns. And then there's another concept of chazuka, soiklan ala chazukas. What we assume based on, once again, behavioral patterns. If husband and wife act and interact as husband and wife, we should assume that they are husband and wife. And if everybody in town knows that Yosef and Rachel are brother and sister, they grew up together in the same home and they call each other brothers and sisters, and then we assume they're brother and sister. And if they want to marry each other, we would say, you know, Achoiso is an Erva and you can't marry. So this is what Chazal defined as Soiklan ala Chazukas. So the Shef Shemaitza says, when the Rambam says, U'isar be'edech on yuchzak, it is not the koyach of the Ed at all. It's a situation in which an Ed said what he said, and everybody in town believed him, and everybody assumes, and everybody knows that this woman is a divorcee, that this woman is, this person is a cholol, that this meat is chaylev. So it is not the koyach of the aid, but rather the fact that this is what people say, this is what people know. And the Shef Shemaitza goes to the extreme to argue that, according to the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Chof, dealing with the din of Soiklan al Chazukas, the Rambam writes, La'achar Shloishim Yoim, even though it's not in the Gemara. But the Rambam writes, a Chazukah has to be accepted at least for a period of 30 days. That is some degree of kvius. Shef Shemaitza writes, when the Rambam kosav beperik tetzayim el chasadin, iser atzmoy be'ed echod yuchzak, when an ed echod is made, this is chelev, this is kilayim, this woman is a grusha, it is only after 30 days that we will give malchus. Ikechosim in a sefer. And that aloha appears in perik aleph surah bia. This aloha appears in perik tetzayim of el chasadin. Meloshen Aramba Mashma, these two halachas have nothing to do one with the other. Soiklan ala chazukas, we don't care how this chazuk was established, how it came to be. And we don't have to do research, how did it come to be? And if the din of Ed Echod is based on Ischazik be'enei b'nei Yodom, what's the Revusa? What's the Revusa? Everything that is Nischazik, Shloishim Yoim is a Chazaka. So what do you need the Ed for? Shef Shemaitza says, even though we know that it started off with an Ed Echod, then that would be a discrepancy or a deficiency. Nevertheless, if it's Mekubal, then it is a Chazaka. But if you know nothing how a Chazaka was established, why would that be better than knowing that the Chazaka is based on an Ed Echod? So, if you know nothing how this chazukah happened to be, why would that be better? Bechlal, I think that this chazukah must be based on interaction, on people behaving in a certain way. An achaticha, there is no such chazukah. The fact that people say, oh, that shop is treif, is not enough to give malchus. You need to be mevada that is treif. I think that this entire concept of soklan al chazokas that we find in Chazal, ish v'isho, ach v'achot, huchzik en nido v'shchein oseyo, it must be based on behavior, on behavioral patterns. And therefore, echaticha, that is not a chazok. Therefore, the pshat of the Shef Shemaitze is rochik mioid v'yeinai. Now, many times I apologize. I don't enjoy being choylek on achroinim. No, it doesn't give me pleasure. I far more am pleased to agree with achroinim. But I think this is not an entitlement, but also an obligation. You need to learn Torah and teach Torah. with the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. And therefore, it is my duty to voice my opinion in Lamdas or in Halacha, not only my privilege. If it would be a privilege, I would be Mavata. But I see this also as an obligation, and therefore this is something I do, and that is the Arkus Shel Torah. So I think the Pshat of the Sefer Shemayis is extremely unreasonable. Pshat number two would be the one I mentioned before. Maybe an Ed Echad doesn't lack in power. It is not that we somewhat believe him, but not entirely believe him. It is Dinei Torah. He is not Nemon Lahayed al Agavra, but he has total Nemonis regarding the Cheftza. So when he comes to be made, Proini Ochel Chaylev? No. That is Dinei Yonchin. Dinei Yonchin? Al Pishnayim Eidem Ashloish Eidem Yokim Davo. Lo Yokim Edechot Bishloch Oloven Olochol Chatos. However, when he's made on the Cheftza, he has total Nemonis. And therefore, if he determined and established that this Cheftz is also, then his testimony is relevant even regarding Unshin. My problem with that pshat would be my understanding of Edechod Nemon B'Yisurin. It's not Nemonus. It is an assumption. However, one could still argue there is no need for Nemonus. But when he is made, he has Nemonus. But then we would need to say Shnei Dinim be'edechod Neman be'isurin Meichetaisa lechadish Shnei Dinim. According to Rashi and Tosis, the sources are either Gidanosha or V'Sofrola. And if in these two basic sources there is no need to verbalize and no need to say, how would we be mechadish that there's an additional din? And therefore, I suggest approach number three, which says. And I think we find a steer in the Shef Shemaitze, because the Shef Shemaitze himself in Perek Dalet, Shemaitze Dalet, Perek Ches says what I am saying right now. Even though Ed Echod Neve Misurin is an assumption, but if the assumption is relevant in Dina Yisur Veheta, and Ed Echod has Nemonis to establish either Heter or Isur, any din that's ministered and is sufficient to establish Isur, there cannot be an Isur without sanction. If it's Menatayra and we halachically establish that there is an Isur, there cannot be an Isur without Oynish, without sanction. So regardless whether we define it as Nemonus or as Ehanocha in Dina Issa Veheter, if we assume that it's also, and this assumption is Mena Torah, Behechreach, what comes along is the Oynish. There's an interesting haflah. Sof Perakamed Iksubis, Tezvov Amidabes, very easy to find, because it's the very last paragraph, Perakama, Haflo Iksubis. So the Haflo asks a very interesting question. Ein holchem b'momenachar harav. Halochik ishmul. Nechlekura v'shmul. Halochik ishmul. Ein holchem b'momenachar harav. How do we ever know that a certain person is the son of his father, Rav Be'ilas Achahabal? That is what we learn in Daf Yud Aleph of Masechet Chulin. So how would we ever be mechayev a father in mitzvahs Pidyon and Haben? The assumption that he is the father of his son is based on Rav. Ein holchen b'momen achar harav. So how could the Torah be mechayev a father in Pidyon HaBen? Asks the Hafla.
You establish the father, and then you have Pidyon.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder when I can't make it here whether I could have a Mamalamukim. Maybe I would ask Rav Feldman to be my Mamalamukim. So the Haflo says, when we establish the fact that he is a father, and this fact is relevant in many other halachas besides Mominus, Pidyon HaBen is on the 30th day. Milas HaBen is on the 8th day. So even before we had to deal with the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, we needed to determine who is the father of this son and who is Chayev B'Milasoi. And the fact that he is the father of this son bears relevance in many other halachas. Mitzvahs kibud av ve'em, choyves abein aluav, milas aben. And if this is an established assumption that he is the father, it is also relevant regarding mominus. As similar to what we find in Shuvah Sebeki Vega Tinyonas and Mekufches, Anishev Shemaitse Perik Dalet, not Perik Dalet, Shemaitse Dalet, Perikes. But the Haflon Rebbe Kiva Eger deal with the concept of Rav regarding Mominus. Shev Shemaitse also ties the Rambam into the same broader concept. The Rambam of Isur Atzmoy Be'ed Echod Yuchzak, and the Shev Shemaitse goes to the extreme of saying, Roiv and Chazaka are also not relevant to Oinshim. By Oinshim, the Torah says, Al Pishnayim Eidem Ashloish Eidem Yochem Dovor. However, because the Roiv and Chazaka establish the assumption that this Behem is a Behem Ekshayla, that this person is the father of those that are known as his children, if it is an established fact regarding other dinim, it is also relevant legabe oinshim, legabe momoin, and that is the interpretation of the Shev Shemaitze in the Rambam ed echod dai lahachzik esayisor. And I think this is a total stira to the Shev Shemaitze and Shemaitze vav, which is interesting. In many svarim, we find stiras, contradictions. And especially in Shas v'Tshuvas, it shouldn't be a great surprise. In Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, we find many stiras. And it is common that even the greatest of Gedolim sometimes alters his opinion. The greatest of Olam Eroim was a Rav, and a Shas. We find more than once that he says, Dvorim shamarti lechem toas oy biyodi, and it is very common. It is very uncommon in the swarm of the Ktzois. Ktzois HaChoshen is a Malachas Machsheves. We find very few stilas in the swarm of the Ktzois. So to me it's a surprise that the Shev Shemaitse Soys HaDivratzim Meshmaitse Dalad Lishmaitse Vov. Why Lishmaitse Vov? His interpretation of this Rambam is the Ed Echod is merely the one that caused a Chazaka to be established Be'enei B'nayodom. And he ties this Rambam into the Din of Sakon HaChazakas. And that is different than his interpretation of Perik Dalet. Once again, Shemaitze Dalet, Perik Ches. And I find the interpretation of Shemaitze Dalet to be far more convincing. V'yesoid HaDvorim, I think regarding Ed Echod, it is even more powerful than regarding Rav. If an Ed Echod is sufficient to establish Isur and its Mina Torah, Achet v'Anshei Kuchim Yordam in Shemayim. If it's also, then it goes without saying that a person that violates this Isur is liable to Dinei Oinshim Shebe Torah. So it is different. It is not the koich of Ed Echod, but a basic rule b'dinei Torah. Whenever we establish an isur lefi dinei Torah, not a sofik isur. Sveik di uraisa lechumre, but still is not relevant to oinshim because it's a sofik. But Ed Echod neman b'isurin is not a sofik. If it would be a sofik, how would he be neman lahatir? He's neman lahatir v'lesor. So it isn't a suffix. So any aloha that is sufficient to establish Isser is also sufficient to establish liability regarding this very Isser to establish Yonish. And therefore, this Rambam is not a stira to my general interpretation of the halacha of Ed Echod Nemon B'Yisurin. And I always enjoy shiurim that I say. But today, even more so, because I think we developed a naya blik and a naya pshat in Gevaldige Sugya, in Ed Echod Nemon B'Yisurin, and also defining the chiddush of the Rambam, she'iso atzmoi be'ed echod yuchzak, the Rambam in Perek Tet Zayin of Hilchas Sanhedrin. So coming back to this week's parasha, al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es gid hanosha. And why is it so important that we remember what happened, what transpired between Yaakov and that Malach? It is the first love, the first of the Macholos Asuros. In Kisvei Ha'ari, quoted in many Sefer Chassidus, but it goes back to the Zohar. Zohar in this week's parsha. As we all know from Midrash Chazal, Ramach Mitzvah Sasei, Arkeneged Ramach Evorav Shalodam. That is also a Gemara at the end of Masechet Makis. What we do not find in the Gemara, but we do find in Midrashim, Shesagidin, the other half of Tariag Mitzvah Shebet Torah, Arkeneged Shin Samech Hei Yemois Hashono. But the Zohar goes beyond 365, coinciding with 365. It is not only Shesu Keneged Shesu, but the Zohar and the Ari go beyond that, explaining that each and every love has a kesher with a specific day of Yemei Sashana. So we do not find a catalog, neither in the Zohar nor in Kisvei Ha'ari, going from Rosh Hashanah, Mereish Hashanah, Ad Achr Hashanah, and specifying which day coincides with which mitzvah. Maybe it's not really relevant. However, both the Ari and the Zohar deal with one specific mitzvah, tying it in to one specific day. And they both say that Gid Anosha has a kesher, is linked to Tisha B'Av. And why would that be? Why would that be? I don't know whether I could be Matziach once again, but if there is either a Sefer Chinuch or a Minchas Chinuch, I see the Minchas Chinuch right across me, right there, up there, top level. We need a tall, right, to your right. Chelek Aleph, first Chelek in Minchas Chinuch, if I could have. What was the struggle all about? The Ramban writes, the struggle between Yaakov and Esav. The first stage of the struggle was before they were even born. Rashi teaches us, V'yisroitzetzu abonim b'kirbo, hoyu merivim anachlas shtei oilomois. The epic struggle between Yaakov and Esav commenced. It started off before they were even born. V'yisroitzetzu abonim b'kirbo. And this struggle will reach its ultimate stage only b'keitzei yamin, b'bias goyel tzedek. When Yaakov in this week's parsha finally meets Esav after all this trepidation and after being terrified, and Yaakov is frightened and he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yachatz es ha'am l'shtei machanois, and when they ultimately meet, and Baruch Hashem, it's a peaceful encounter, b'siyata d'shmaya. And Esav says, okay, let's go together, I'll have some of my people accompany you. And Yaakov says, Unoichi isnahalu le'iti ad avoy el har seir, el adoini seiro. But they never met again. They never met again. That was the only time they met before each of them passed away. And the Zohar says, Ad Ovei El Adoni Seiro means Keitza Yomim. Va'olu Moshiyam Behar Tzion Lishpoit Ezhar Esa Va'oisu La'Hashem Amlichu. And Yankov indicates, we will meet. Someday, at the end of days, we will meet. And we will see each other again. Because they never met again in their lifetimes. And that is the remez of Adovoi El Adoni Seiro. So this struggle began before Yaakov and Esav were born. But it definitely reached a most dramatic climax when Yaakov is choyzer al pachim ketanim ve'yo'ovik yishim ad alois ha'shachar and Sefer HaChinuch brings ad alois shachar shel Moshiach. This is an ongoing struggle that will ultimately reach and come to its ultimate victory only b'keitzei yomim. And Chazal teach us in Medrash, Helo Ovok Ad Kisei Akavoid. This was total war. Helo Ovok Ad Kisei Akavoid. V'ad Keitzei Yomim. Noga B'tzadikim Shebekol Dor V'dor. And then Rabban writes, Bikesh Lekakeya B'tzoson Shel Yisrael. So this is the struggle between Yaakov and Esav, and Sorei Shel Esav, who was an angel, tried to destroy Yaakov. V'lo yachol. However, he did harm Yaakov and cause him pain and cause Yaakov to limp. And that was also a remez to all the coming generations. At the end of days, we will be victorious. And we will prevail. However, we will suffer. We will suffer, Lo'erech HaGolos, we will suffer throughout the ages. V'teke kaf yerech Yaakov. And Yaakov was pained, Yaakov was hurt, Yaakov suffered, but he prevailed. And that is a remez for Klal Yisrael, Lo'erech HaGolos. The struggle between Yaakov and Esav b'derech ha-teva was totally asymmetrical. How could a mortal fight an angel? How could a human being fight an angel from above? A fiery angel. B'derech ha-teva, Yaakov had no chance at all. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him, derech ha-teva is totally irrelevant. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with Yaakov Avinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Yaakov. And therefore, he prevailed. There is no other day as terrible, as tragic as Tisha B'Av. There is no other time of the year in which we really need chizuk. Tisha B'Av is the Yom HaMar V'Hanhimar, in which we lost two Bote Migdash. Both were destroyed. And anybody first unfamiliar in Jewish history knows how much tragedy this day knew throughout the ages. Chorban Bayis Rishon, Chorban Bayis Sheni, and many other tragic and terrible events that befell our people, Klal Yisrael, on this most terrible of all days, most tragic of all days, B'yom HaMar V'Hanhimar. And that is why the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe coincides with Tisha B'Av. And that is why it is so important that we remember the lesson of this day. And sometimes it will seem to us that we have no chance, that we're lost, that the odds are terribly against us. It is then that we need to remember the struggle of Yaakov and Esav. It is then that we need to remember the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe. And that is why the Ri HaKodesh and the Zohar HaKodesh say, well, we're not going to tell you which of the days coincides with which of the mitzvahs, but this is important for you to know, that the mitzvah of remembering this struggle, Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael as Gid Anoshe, coincides with Tisha B'Av. As the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Mishor She Mitzvah Zu, Kedei She Tiyah Remez Li Yisrael, שיעפר פי שיש בלו צור אויס רבויס בגולי אויס מיד ועמם ומיד בני איסוב שיהיו בטוחים שלא יעבדו אלא לאוי לא מים אוי צרם ושמום ויובה להם גויל ויגולו מיד צור ובזוכרם תומד עניין זה על ידי המצווה יעמדו באמונוסם ובצדקוסם לאוי לא ורמז זה לפי שיועס המלך שנלחמים ינקב אבינו שבו בקבולו שוי עשור של איסוף רצה לעקור את ינקב אבינו מן הוילום הוא וזרו ולא יוכרוי וציירוי ונגיעס הירח וכן זרע איסוף מצייר לזרע ינקב ולבסויף תהיה להם ישוע מהם ספר החינוך as we discussed many times, has a very clear pattern and a very clear structure. It is only in one mitzvah out of the Taryag that we find a tefillah in Sefer HaChinuch, and that is uncommon. It is found only once in the Taryag. Sefer HaChinuch is not Shar Tzion. It's not a Sefer of Tchinas and Tfilas. But in Gida Nosha, he cannot act differently. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes, V'chein zera esov mitzara zera yankov v'lebesov tielem yeshua mehem u'kemoishu matzinu ba'av shezarchalu ha'shemesh lerapoisoi v'noishu menatzar kein yizrach lonu ha'shemesh el moshiach tzedkeinu v'yirpeinu mitzareinu v'yigulenu omein v'meheru v'yofeinu. That is the lesson of Sefer HaChinuch, and there is no more appropriate way to be Messiah in today's shiur. K'moy shezorchu shemesh la'av lo'hoshiyoy menatzar, kein yizrach lonu ha'shemesh